President and Ian. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden says he will visit Florida, which was devastated by Hurricane Ian earlier in the week, as well as Puerto Rico, which was ravaged by Hurricane Fiona weeks ago. Meanwhile, search and rescue efforts taking place in Florida regions devastated by Hurricane Ian. Fox's Steve Harrigan has more from Northport in Sarasota County.
We've seen everything that floats go in and out of these roads, which are now pretty much riverways. People going to check on their houses, going to bring people out. We've seen hundreds and hundreds of rescues over the past 48 hours. On day one, it was mainly emergency rescues. That has changed now. A lot of families coming out. We've seen those families, some of them in tough shape with small children after 2 or 3 days. Some people getting a little impatient. The list for rescues several hundred long, and some people decided to blow up rafts and take matters into their own hand.
Florida's southwest Gulf Coast, the site of the worst damage. A deadly stampede following a soccer match in Indonesia. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Authorities there report at least 129 soccer fans and two police officers were killed during a soccer match. Most of them were trampled to death. The stampede began when police fired tear gas to control unruly spectators.
Police officials said they expect the number of dead to rise. At a Save America rally in Warren, Michigan, former President Trump discussed the upcoming midterm elections.
The choice in this election is simple. If you want the decline and fall of America, then vote for the radical left Democrats. That's what's happening. We have a nation, as I say, in decline. If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you must vote Republican. You have to.
The former president endorsing Michigan's Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tudor Dixon. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Several Washington, D.C. police officers accused of confiscating illegal guns without making arrests. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti III says two sergeants and five officers are accused of misconduct, taking illegal firearms from suspects, placing them into evidence, but not making any arrests.
That's just not the way that we conduct business here in the Metropolitan Police Department.
Conti says the investigation began when a community member made an unrelated complaint, leading to the discovery of a separate incident in which two cops had confiscated a gun from a suspect without arrest. The gun was put in evidence, but a written version of the occurrence didn't match body cam footage.
That's not the way that we train. It's not the way that I've been trained, and it's not what we expect of our members.
All seven are on non-contact status while the internal probe continues.
A former New York Fire Department paramedic was stabbed and killed in Queens, New York. Fox's Christina Coleman has the latest details.
61-year-old EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling is described by her colleagues as a hero, a well-respected, beloved public servant who served New York for 25 years. Police say she was brutally stabbed in a horrific attack on Thursday near her fire station in what authorities describe as a barbaric and unprovoked incident. Despite the ongoing violence in New York, several days before the EMT's murder, two Democratic New York City leaders, Queens Councilwoman Tiffany Caban and State Assemblyman Zaron Kwame Mamdani, urged business owners to dial 311 to seek services for people with mental illnesses instead of calling the police.
The British royal family facing criticism for not waiving admission fees at Queen Elizabeth's grave at Windsor Castle.
If you want to pay your respects at the Queen's gravesite, you'll have to fork over about $30. A few visitors outraged by that. The gravesite ticket price, however, not keeping people away. Long lines were spotted at the castle following its reopening on Thursday.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.